In Colorado, the state government and the marijuana industry are working to educate people about how to use pot safely. But high in the Rocky Mountains, one community is taking matters into its own hands. Aspen Public Radio's Marcy Krivenin reports on an effort led by the local sheriff that targets skiers and snowboarders who are flocking to the winter resort.
For those of you on flight 4946, your aircraft has been in the air for 6 minutes.
Visitors to the resort town of Aspen are waiting in the baggage claim area at the airport. Nearby is a kiosk full of brochures. Tucked between ski area maps and spa advertisements is a pamphlet on marijuana. Pat Bingham is a spokesperson for the airport.
It's the brochure rack, and it has information on everything from trails on the ski areas to a day at the Aspen Club, and now the local guide to retail marijuana.
She says the brochure on legalized pot isn't all that popular.
We haven't had to refill this thing, I don't think, once yet. But our busy season is yet to come.
The pamphlet is an attempt by the community to educate tourists about marijuana. It lists how much you're allowed to have, where it's legal to consume, and how long the high takes to set in.
So these are probably the most frequently asked questions. That's what this is.
Joe DeSalvo is the sheriff in Aspen. After voters approved legalizing marijuana in 2012, he formed a coalition with the hospital, the local school district, and the business community.
When that happened, we all agreed that although we may not all agree on the legalization of marijuana, we do agree that we have to roll this out real responsibly with a heavy educational campaign.
The result of that campaign is the pamphlets. 10,000 of them are located throughout town. Warren Klug has a pile at the hotel he manages downtown. He's using the pamphlets not for guests, but to educate his staff.
My concern is for our employees who may see the edible marijuana products on kitchen counters and left with other foodstuffs. And there may be some confusion because these items look so much like regular candies.
His employees are allowed to take home extra food, and he doesn't want them unknowingly consuming marijuana, which has happened at a nearby hotel. Eric Klanderud works with tourists. He's the director of member services at the Aspen Chamber. His office has been fielding questions from visitors ever since marijuana stores opened in Aspen.
It's been interesting. I talked to a guest service team yesterday. They are getting questions more about where are the shops. And it's not necessarily they're going in there and shopping. People are curious.
If it was readily available, it would be of interest, certainly.
Back at the Aspen Airport, travelers are grabbing their luggage in the baggage claim area. Mark Holman from Michigan is here to ski. He hasn't yet picked up a brochure, but says he will.
To have a better understanding of where the facilities were located, just to make me a more well-rounded individual and understanding it.
With prime ski season underway, the goal is to get as many of these pamphlets into the hands of those on the slopes and in the lodges. For NPR News, I'm Marcy Krivenin in Aspen, Colorado.